West Georgia's first news on this Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, Carrollton City Council on Monday approving a developer's rezoning request at or near 128 West Weiss Street, where the petitioner is shown a concept plan indicating 54 new townhome units and one single-family lot, despite concerns expressed by a nearby business owner and a nearby resident.
None of us were made aware by the developer of any official project that was being proposed. This submission, to me, speaks volumes of the fact that there's a lack of respect with the residents who bear the greatest impact on our property.
Margaret Campbell owns a home nearby where the new 54 townhomes are being planned.
And speaking with my commissioner last year, I was told that the property behind our home is owned by the city and was green space. Not knowing until last month at the zoning meeting that this property is being deeded to these developers and was never put up for sale to anyone with the option to buy this property. And my question is why? Why was this given to a developer who also bought a home on West White Street to cut through a new street? This is concerning to me for a developer who has not been here very long. It feels as though the lack of transparency on these deals is a little unnerving. While I realize that the area is landlocked, we as citizens of Carrollton should have the option to purchase the property, especially those that are adjacent to the landlocked property.
And council approved the rezoning request with a 3-1 vote, with Councilman Bob Uglum voting against the proposal. Well, no guarantees that wintry weather will hit our region this Friday. However, the U.S. National Weather Service on Monday did encourage residents along and north of the I-20 corridor to closely monitor the forecast and consider preparations in the event that travel does become hazardous. Grady Communications weather tracker Kevin Hemphill discussing the latest model projections on Monday's WLBB Community Voice.
Going first to the reliable European model that we've seen, that's been a little bit more reliable. Originally, last week, it had us completely dry. Now it's kind of coming to align with some of the other models. Right now, it's looking that it could actually, instead of snow, start more as a freezing rain event.
Hemphill discusses the many things to consider when putting together a weather forecast, and that entire Community Voice program now archived online at Newstalk1330.com. And you might recall that late last year, several Villarica residents had expressed concerns over the possibility that a data center would be developed on property off of Highway 61 and South Van Wert. Then that possibility seeming to be put on hold for at least a bit when the developer did not present to the city several bits of information they had required. Well, discussion is back on the agenda for Villarica City Council as the developer is asking for rezoning and annexation for the area. Residents had expressed concerns that a data center would strain local resources like water and power and increase noise pollution. I'm Colin Worthington.